a passionate instigator and dynamic problem solver. Dr. Kevin Ross Emery, the host of the Dr. Kevin Radio Show, will be taking you outside the box, behind the curtain, and identifying the load of BS we are fed every day. And now, Dr. Kevin.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Dr. Kevin Show here on Ohm Times, where we are changing the world one ohm at a time. Here on the Dr. Kevin Show, we like to challenge everything and everyone. We're hoping to give you some insight, some information, some guidance, anything that will help you live a more productive, more conscious, more spiritual, however you define that, life. So we are waiting for today's host to be calling in. I expect he'll be calling in any minute now. I've just actually reached out to him again. But that's all right, because when we start the Dr. Kevin Show every week, we always start the same way, which is we talk about the hot under the collar or something that either makes me hot under the collar, our hot topic, or something that makes me feel warm and fuzzy. Before we get into whether tonight's going to be a hot under the collar or a warm and fuzzy, we do want to remind you that we are now a live call-in show, so you can be calling in at 202-570-7057. Again, that's 202-570-7057. And also, you can come to facebook.com/mydrkevin. And there you can leave comments, ask questions, whatever you'd like. And when you do that, we will actually read them on air as long as they're appropriate. We do want to put a little thing in there that there are some things we might not read on air, but you have to work hard at it. But so again, feel free to call in at 202-570-7057. I did that number wrong. 202-570-7057. No, I did it right. Or go to facebook.com/mydrkevin and leave your comments and questions. So right now, today, we have, I want to give you a warm and fuzzy. So isn't that nice? One of the things that I found recently was that there was a bunch of kids. Actually, there's been a couple of bunch of kids stories lately, not just here, but a couple of bunch of kids stories that I've been noticing in the news on a number of different places. And one of the places is that we have a bunch of kids who, or I should say a child or a kid, who is growing.
Great stuff. Thank you.
Ah, there we go. Thank you. Hello, welcome.
Hey, I turned up. Thank you for having me. I was a little bit delayed, but I'm glad to be here.
Okay. Well, we're just doing my hot under the collar or my warm and fuzzy, and we're doing a warm and fuzzy. We're going to share that with our guest, with our listeners tonight, and then we're going to have you comment on it, and then we'll learn about you and start putting you through the Dr. Kevin treadmill. How does that sound?
That sounds pretty good.
Okay, good. So first of all,
I'm excited.
Good. So the warm and fuzzy today is about some students who have proven we can grow millions of pounds of food by planting it, actually, are you ready for this, on top of trash. This student planned to tackle food insecurity around, some may sound unappetizing, but it's actually pretty ingenious. This young girl, Joy Uwakum, I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right, they don't give me pronunciation. She's an economics student at the University of Texas, has proven that we can safely grow produce on the top of inactive landfills. She used a 200 patch of land and had closed landfill southeast of Austin, and she worked with fellow students to grow 20 pounds of various crops, such as radishes, eggplants, bell peppers, cucumbers, and cantaloupes. All the produce was then tested and declared safe by the Food Safety Net Services. She expands her efforts to include all 390 acres of the landfill. She'd be able to grow enough food for over 8,000 families. There were more than 6,000 inactive landfills in 2012, which roughly amounts to over 2 million acres of unused land. If implemented nationwide, her experiment could spell the end for food insecurity. So I do have that, again, on facebook.com/mydrkevin. You can go there and you can read all about this article. And I invite you to do so and see how you can share that and do those things in your community. You know, out there, there's a lot of people that constantly complain about being overwhelmed. They don't know, you know, the world is an overwhelming place. They feel powerless. What can they do? What can they do? And every, you know, on a very regular basis, I try to bring something to you that somebody found that they could do, which is changing the world and making the world a better place. Now, my invitation to you is, next time you open your mouth to complain about something, shut it up, take a good deep breath, and figure out what one thing could you do to make the world a better place. That being said, I want to introduce tonight's guest, which is Marcus Oki. And he asked the question, can you really become, I'm sorry, what, Marcus?
You know, it's like we're on a
1980s
circle.
Yeah,
I can hear you. Great.
Okay, so
I'm putting in coins in the telephone here.
Okay. Marcus is known, he founded Your Charisma Coach with one goal in mind, to show you how to eradicate shyness, blitz social fear, and connect to your inner core. He grew up in his early years realizing that he was been crippled by shyness and that great conversation skills open doors and helps you get ahead in life. You can find out about more about Marcus at yourcharismacoach.com. Marcus, welcome. So what do you think about, first of all, what do you think about this growing food on inactive landfills and a young girl who thought of it?
I think that is a great idea. You know, I actually studied landfill science many years ago. So any way we can take these brownfield sites and make them more productive again is absolutely fantastic.
So, yeah, and it's something that she came up with and she followed through and she decided to make a difference in the world. And I think that there's just too many people that are not asking themselves the question, what can I do to make the world a better place? What do you think?
Well, you know, I absolutely agree with you. And when I think a really good thing to do is to make the world a better place, the first thing to start with is make yourself better. You know, because anything that you do to help yourself radiates out anyway. So that's what I would say about that.
Okay. So before I ask you our first question of the night, which you, I'm sure, got showed, I haven't actually communicated to you. I communicated with one of your partners who I know, Joe.
Oh, yeah.
Our first question that we like to ask all our guests is, where would you like to take our listeners outside the box? Where would you like to stretch their comfort zone? Before I have you answer that question, though, you have to tell me, where is that accent from?
Well, you know, that accent is from the bad guy in every single James Bond movie, every single Star Wars movie as well. It's from Great Britain.
Okay, well, I've done quite a bit in Britain and look forward to doing more there. Are you housed in Great Britain right now, or do you over here and you just brought the accent with
you? Well, no, I'm calling you all the way from London, which is why there's a little bit of a delay in our call today. But I have a confession to make, and that is that every time an English person or a British person speaks to anyone from America, we all do something and we never tell you about it. And the thing we always do is we always try and sound more British. So I apologize in advance.
Oh my, you're gonna try to sound more British, are you?
So, oh yes, baby.
Oh yes, baby. You know, be careful. Don't, you know, if you get caught flirting with me, my husband might have something to say about it. So, Marcus, tell us a little bit, where would you, you know, you founded something called the Charisma Coach, and it's about building social skills. And so my first question to you is, where do you want to take our listeners outside the box around the concept of charisma? I'm going to actually ask you to especially talk about that.
Absolutely. Well, you know, before I tell you and I go into charisma, what I will say is that I think everybody is born charismatic. I think everybody radiates their own type of charisma, and no two people are exactly the same. So if we, if you think of anyone under the age of 9 years old, they're all charismatic at that age. And what happens is we get older, we start to lose our uniqueness. We start to become part of the system. And, you know, the system, that is the society and the patterns and systems that exist in society to keep everything running nice and smooth, start to very slowly erode our personality. So what my goal is to help everyone I can to reignite their personality and share it with the world, their own uniqueness. So that's really where I'm coming from on this journey. And I'd love to take people down that path with you, Dr. Kev.
So, Marcus, so you think now, because sometimes we hear about children who tend to be shy at 3 or 4 or 5 years old. Do you see that as not other than being charismatic, but being a different kind of charismatic? Or what do you think? Because I've met shy 3 or 4 year olds.
Yeah, I come at it from the perspective of there's an internal charisma. You know, as a grown-up, we would experience this charisma in others where this isn't necessarily the person who's the life and soul of the party. This is the person who's quiet and mysterious almost, the person who turns the air to electricity without necessarily speaking. Compared to somebody who's, say, more gregarious, more outgoing. And if we dial that back to the age of kids, you know, when I was a kid, I had my nose in a book. I loved going to the movies and spending time by myself compared to those kids who are out running around having loads of fun. So I think it's really how we get our energy. You've got introverted children and extroverted children, and you've got introverted adults and extroverted adults. I don't think there's one is better than the other. I think both groups have amazing skills and abilities and talents, and I think it's about turning the volume up on both. So that quiet child is perhaps spending more time with their imagination, spending more time with themselves, and that's not necessarily a bad thing.
No, and I don't think it's a bad thing either. So what I'd like you to do is, I'd like you for our listeners to give us a definition. You know, people use words and we're familiar with words, but when we actually think about it, we're not exactly sure how to define them. So I'd like to hear, what is your definition of charisma, Marcus?
Well, thank you. You know, charisma is a very difficult word to define, and it's something that many people recognize. They say, yes, that person's charismatic, but they can't really put their finger on it. So the definition that I personally work with is, I think charisma is the ability to evoke emotions in others whilst making them feel comfortable during that experience.
So to you, charisma is somebody who can create a sense of familiarity and welcomeness. Is that correct? Am I on the right path?
You're definitely on the right path. So, yeah, connection, you know, feeling comfortable with people is essential, because if there's no feeling of comfort, then the person you're with or the people you're with and you're communicating with aren't going to want to tune in longer for that conversation or that experience of connecting with you. But there's also other emotions you can make people feel. So you can make them feel happy, you can make them feel sad. You know, it's not necessarily about making them feel positive emotions and no negative emotions. If we use those labels, it's about allowing people to experience the full spectrum of emotions whilst in your company. So Yeah, one of the most important foundation parts there is definitely making them feel comfortable so they can enjoy the ride, as it were.
Well, so I like that. I'm going to build on that because oftentimes in the work that I do, I mean, I've been doing work as a spiritual coach, counselor, and catalyst for 28 years now. And so,
wow, okay.
I'm old. So making people feel comfortable enough to feel uncomfortable in of itself is an art, because there's a certain amount of security or comfortability that someone has to feel to be vulnerable, and being vulnerable is uncomfortable for most people.
Yeah. I think that's one of the great principle that we teach is the idea of going first. So we've all been in that situation where we've gone to a party or a gathering and people are kind of milling around, but nobody's on the dance floor. It always takes one person to walk up to that dance floor, start dancing, going first, and setting the expectation that, hey, this is okay. Look, I'm doing it first. So it's safe. And then what happens, you get a bit of a chain reaction and other people start dancing. And the first person who went up, you know, they had their moment in the limelight, and then their gift to that room is that everyone goes up and starts dancing. So I definitely agree, you know, creating that place where people can feel vulnerable often comes by being the person who goes first.
Well, I don't know. I know Joe would not find this a big surprise because, again, Joe and I know each other. Professionally, we've met at organizations and stuff. But I tend to be that person that goes on the dance floor first.
Thank you.
I sometimes drag somebody up with me, and sometimes I just go all by myself. So, Joe,
yeah.
We're going to be going on break in a minute, any minute now. The music's going to come in, and once it does, they can't hear us anymore until we come off of break. So I'm not going to really ask you another question yet. Up, and there's the music, and okay. We'll be right back here on the Dr. Kevin Show.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. Om Times. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Tune in to the Practical Intuitive, Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more. All to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Mother, Mother Ocean.
Hi, I'm Jimmy Buffett. West Indian manatees are one of the most unique animals on Earth, and we're still finding out so many new things about them. But manatees are endangered, and many of them are killed or injured each year because of watercraft collisions or other human activities. You can help save these gentle marine mammals. For free tips on what you can do, call Save the Manatee Club at 1-800-432-JOIN. Thank you.
Hello. Hello, 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 and welcome back to the Dr. Kevin Show here on Om Times, where we're changing the world, wait for it, one Om at a time. Remember, we are a live call-in show. If you would like to ask either Marcus Oakley or myself a question, you may call in at 202-570-7057. Or you can come to facebook.com/mydrkevin. You will see today's hot topic in our thing, in our line, our feed, as well as a picture of Marcus in a looking very jaunty in a cap and a polo shirt. And a description of what he does. Marcus is the charisma coach. He has one goal in mind, to show you how to eradicate shyness, something which he needs to help me with, because we all know I'm just as shy as they come. Blitz social
lies. What are these lies?
Welcome to America. Now, connect to your inner core and communicate your ways to success. Through intense study and experimentation, he's isolated the main principles that made great leaders magnetic. They became X-Men, and they're called Magneto. No. In time, he was not only able to develop world-class levels of social skills, but benefit from the opportunities it created. He has dedicated the last 10 years to training executives, entrepreneurs, and professionals to improve their people skills, double their social and interpersonal skills, and become the charismatic leaders that the world needs. Marcus, welcome from London. London, from London, England. Jolly old England.
That's right. All the lamp lighters have lit the lamps. The fog is rolling in, and other lies I'm telling. No, I am from London, England. It's great to be here. Thank you for having me on, Kevin.
And you know what? I mean, we can tell. The lamps have been lit, and so has Marcus. He's a little lit. No. Marcus, in this part of the Dr. Kevin Show, we like to ask people where you'd like to take people behind the curtain. Behind the curtain means expose them to a truth, something that you feel has gotten misrepresented in the world, in society, in news, in media, things that people are incorrectly thinking. Before you do that, there is a quiz you need to take. Are you ready for the quiz?
I am ready.
What movie did this line come from? Ignore the man behind the curtain.
Oh, was it Phantom of the Opera?
No, no, but it did have a scary person in it. This was The Wizard of Oz. The Wizard of Oz. But anyways, that's the moment where Toto pulls the curtain back, exposes that the great and powerful Oz is nothing more than a scam man that got lost in a balloon from Kansas. What would you like to expose our listeners to as a truth that you think has been misrepresented?
Right. Well, there's a lot of exposing people, exposing each other behind curtains going on here, but I'm going to say what I think is the biggest one that I see all the time. You know, we live in a society where we're not having really good, authentic conversations with one another. I mean, with our friends and family, we do. But when we're out and about, we tend to switch off from communicating with others and connecting with them on a deep level. So what do I mean by that? Well, let's say we go to our favorite coffee shop. We walk in and, you know, what's the first thing we usually get asked? It's usually, may I take your order? And, you know, we order our latte or our mochaccino or whatever it is, and they write our name on a on the cup, and then the transaction is over. And that, for me, is a really boring experience. In fact, any experience I've had where I've done the same thing two times in a row starts getting really boring quick. So the big reveal I want to draw everyone's attention to is the idea of breaking scripted conversations, phatic speech patterns that exist all around us. Every business that we walk into, every storefront, usually has a script that we go through so that store or that shop or that business can sell us more things. So what do I mean by that? Well, let's say we walk into a hardware store, you're wandering around, what's the first question you probably get asked, Kevin?
Can I help you?
Yes, can I help you? And what happens, you usually say, no, I'm just looking, thanks, or, yeah, where are the nails, you know, or whatever, right? And it's boring. So every time we break those boring scripts that exist around us, something amazing happens. We inject emotion back into the conversation. We help the other person and ourselves in the process feel emotion again. So when I go and order a coffee and somebody says, you know, hey, can I help you? I'm like, yes, I'm looking for a really good deal on my mortgage. I'm having real problems with that right now. That changes the conversation I'm going to have. They're expecting me to order a coffee, and now I'm talking about a mortgage. What's going on? Or if they say, can I take your order? I might say, that depends if you answer my quiz. And then I'll bust out a movie quiz or something like that. Like, you know, use it to me. That's fantastic. So breaking those boring scripts is what brings emotion back into conversations. And once you've made somebody feel an emotion, you've changed the way you connect with them forever. So that's everything in a nutshell. If you've got any questions about that, I'd love to help.
Well, you know, it's interesting because we are very robotized and very apathetic. And sometimes you can actually, if you're not careful, because I'm one of those people that I will pull a question out of nowhere. I'll identify something. I'll walk up to somebody like at the grocery store and the checkout lane, and I'll look and I'll go, so how long before you get to escape this place? It looks like you really need a break. Or, you know, something that says, hey, I saw you. And I think that there's a lot of times, I mean, it's nice to do something flip to get them to, like, break out of their kind of robotized. But I also think that it really, sometimes it scares people. But a lot of times it really pleases people if you actually notice something or say something that says, hey, I actually saw you as a person. What do you think?
Yeah, well, you know, where you mentioned it can scare people, that can happen. And that's why it's really important that we make people feel comfortable. So I can tell, as you were describing just then, you would be saying what you're saying with a big smile on your face. And I think that smile is absolutely fantastic. Well, it shows, hey, I'm no threat, I'm having fun. Because people will see the smile before they hear what you say. The mind just works like that. So I think that's a really huge piece of the puzzle. The other piece of the puzzle is, like you said there, you know, picking something out that's unique to them and, you know, celebrating that. So I was buying some ginger beer, which is, like, I don't drink ginger beer every day. It's the most English drink you could possibly have, but it just happened to be tonight I bought some ginger beer. And the guy on the checkout there, we had a very boring scripted conversation. He's like, yeah, I'll just put this through. And I was like, great. And I thought, wait, I'm having a boring conversation. So I said, what is your policy on shoplifting? And he looked at me like, what? And I said, oh, I wasn't going to steal these. I was just asking for a friend. And I looked at him like, and he's like, what's going on? I can't work it out. And so he got to that point where this was so outside his realm of what normally happens when he's, you know, talking to people in the shop or selling stuff or putting things through the register, that I said, hey, don't worry. I'm only joking. I just got out of prison, so I can't go back in. And then he burst out laughing. So the trick is sometimes you've got to say, hey, don't worry. I was just kidding. If they're just a little bit unsure. But that the more you practice, the more that actually goes.
Now, somebody to do this is going to have to deal with their own uncomfortability of stepping out of the box they're with. I mean, I'm hearing some of my listeners going, oh, well, that's fine for you, and that's fine for Dr. Kevin, but me, Miss or Mr. Church Mouse, I would choke before I could say anything besides looking at my feet and going, I'm fine, thank you. No, I don't need any help. What do you have to say to the church mouses?
Well, you know,
or church mice.
I remember also the church mice. Okay, yeah.
Yes, sorry.
I remember being in that same situation, watching somebody give a talk on a subject like that, thinking, well, it's all right for them. They've already done it all. But when I started, I was exactly in that position where I wanted to change. That was the important thing. I wanted to do something different. So always think, what is the smallest step I could take? You're really good at doing what you've done already. So if what you do already is, you know, go through the motions, that's great. You've achieved that level. The next level might be, okay, as you leave the house, you might walk down some stairs on your way to work, on your commute, for example. What if you just hopped down a couple of steps? What if you slid down the stair rail? What if you just did one thing slightly different that you wouldn't normally do? What if you walked on the grass when you're not really supposed to be walking on the grass? You know, not even interacting with anyone, but just pushing your comfort zone a little bit. The trick, you see, is to start very small. So before you, you know, you ask what the policy on shoplifting is and hold up a store and end up on Fox News, you know, dial back a bit. Now, it might just be that smiling is something you don't do that much. So add a smile. Throw in a, hi, how are you today? Or, hey, what's the most exciting thing that's happened to you today? Just doing that one little thing different can be a huge step. Even though it's a small step, it's a new big step for you. So I really want to encourage you to consider what is the smallest new thing you could do. The other thing I would also just chime in there as well is be honest. We live in a world where we're all holding up a facade where we don't want people to see through our mask. But I know that as I've practiced more and more, I found that if I just share things honestly, if I say, do you know what, I'm really scared, or do you know what, I've got nothing to say that's interesting, I'll just buy these bananas, or I'm really bored, or whatever. If I just speak my truth in that moment, the truth will set you free. So just playing little games with yourself, like speaking the truth, can be a fun thing to try out as well.
Well, you know, there's a song from a Broadway musical. I'm very much into musicals, one of my little side things. I teach a workshop called Everything You Need to Know About Life You Can Learn from a Broadway Musical. But the song is called Everybody Says Don't, and it came out of a musical back in 1961. And it says, everybody says, don't walk on the grass, don't do this, don't do this. And the singer says, but I say do, walk on the grass, do this, do that. And it's actually a really good song. And one of the reasons that I bring it up is sometimes if somebody is out there and they may be struggling with, I want to get a little bit out of my comfort zone, I want to do something. If you Google everybody says don't, and you listen to the song and you listen to the words, it might inspire you to say, you know, I'm going to find one nice thing to say. I'm going to say, oh, I really like that sweater you're wearing. Or, you know, and if you can find something nice to say to somebody, as long as it's not somebody that will think you're flirting. I mean, because people get in trouble if they're just trying to be nice and somebody takes it the right wrong way. But, you know, if you're talking to somebody and, you know, maybe they got pretty hair, they got nice eyes, they're wearing a nice sweater, they've got a jumper on that you think is great or whatever. Making some comment that says, I see you, can do a lot to make this person then open up and say, oh, well, I bought it, you know, bought this here, or I've had this for years, or blah, 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 whatever. And then suddenly we have dialogue.
Absolutely. I love that, just focusing on them in the moment. I watched a documentary yesterday, and the whole idea of this documentary was things are beautiful when we focus on them, and things become ugly when we focus on us. And I thought that was a very interesting you know, paradigm to look through, to look at the world through. You know, when we really are focusing on the amazing, joyful things, the people in front of us, these amazing sources of light and color, and we're not getting in the way of all that, when we start really enjoying and appreciating them, that's when those connections, like you just described, they just open up. But when we're thinking, what do I say? How do I get this right? What if I get this wrong? What if I come across as a weirdo? Then that's when it all goes a bit wrong, because we've got a dialogue in our head that makes things a bit more difficult and tricky.
And as soon as we accept that there is no right or wrong, if you are sincere and just being honest, I mean, people may take it wrong, but you didn't mean it wrong, and you can't have any ownership how people take it. You can only have ownership on how you choose to deliver it. But oftentimes in this society...
Yes, and how you choose to respond to it.
Yes, or react, one or the other. And, you know, and it's the reacting that always gets you into trouble. But if you say, I'm gonna find something nice to say because I like to see myself as a nice person. And if I make somebody else smile, it makes me smile. Then you don't have to really get that, you know, that dialogue. You have to kind of break in your head that your dialogue was given to you by people who were afraid to live.
I love the idea that one of the most beautiful things I've encountered personally that we can say when that dialogue comes up, instead of all the dialogue coming up and saying, you should do this and you should do that and blah, 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 one of the nice things is just replace it with three words, and they are, I love you. So whenever the voice comes in the head, teach it, I love you, 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 I love you. See what effect that has on your life.
Oh, Marcus, I didn't know you cared. Thank you.
I know. Don't tell your husband.
That's all right. He couldn't actually be married to me if he didn't put up with me. And we'll be right back with Marcus Oakley.
Real Conscious Connection, Om Times Radio, IOM FM. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hi, I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance, Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
This is why you work so hard to pay the mortgage. Because home is more than four walls and a roof. It's that porch swing and a summer evening. It's everybody over for Sunday dinner, and your family sleeping in their own beds at night. Making Home Affordable is a free government resource that can make paying the mortgage easier. Call 888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov.
Good night, Mama.
This is Why. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to the last segment of the Dr. Kevin Show. We do have a question that came in on the timeline for Marcus. We're going to get to that in just a second. Before we do that, we also had somebody named Avante from LA that called in. They put him on hold until we finished our thought to let him know that to before they put him through. Avante, please feel free to call back. We would love to hear what you have to say. And Marcus, I got a question for you. Are you ready for it?
I'm ready.
There you go. Oh, you suddenly got very, very light. Let me see what's going on there. I don't know if it's just me, but I want to make sure people can actually hear you. Okay, so the question that came up, and I am now looking for it, because for some reason it went up and then it disappeared. Okay, notifications. This is somebody wanted to know, and it's disappeared off my notifications. So Percival Pendergast asked a question for Marcus Oakley. Is learning charisma really just a matter of breaking patterns, or is it more than that? That is the question to you.
Percival Prendergast sounds like the name of my next door neighbor. Yeah.
Does it?
Yeah. But in answer to the question, you know, that is a fantastic question, let me just say, because breaking patterns is just one jigsaw piece of a bigger puzzle. Truly, really what charisma is about letting all your filters down so you can just shine, so you can just be. So not having your mind drift off into the future or the past, being present with people. In fact, I've kind of focused on seven areas where I really think charisma, when you get these seven areas locked down, that's when you're shining brightest. And those areas are presence, which we just mentioned then. It's your attitude, how you move through life. I really love the idea of leaving people better off than you find them. I think that's a great thing to do. Also, spontaneity, doing things you've never done before, breaking the patterns, as we've discussed in this call so far. Also, being charming, allowing others to go first and, you know, being the limelight that shines on them. But there's also areas like rhetoric, the ability to be very smooth with your words if you're orating. So being able to communicate with language allows you to express your deeper side much more eloquently. And so these are just some of the areas. There's so much to go into. I could keep you talking for hours and hours and hours, but that's a great question. But by breaking patterns, that gives us a starting point to explore the area of spontaneity.
Okay. So, Percival, hopefully you saw that. I am going to ask you, Marcus, now, do you do Facebook?
Do I do Facebook? You know, I do. I have an account, but I'm trying to use it less and less. I like to just meet people in real life.
Well, if you go on, because I tried to actually find you so I could tag you for tonight's show, and I couldn't, but... if you go on to facebook.com/mydrkevin, you'll see where I posted Percival's comment. Now, he sent it in a way that it doesn't actually show. He sent it as a message instead of just posting it on my line. But I have cut and pasted that. And if you want to actually write on there some of the things you were saying, so because this show will replay six times more in the next week at different times. And if somebody's listening to this 3 days from now, they'll still be able to go to the facebook.com and they can read your response to his comment because it will still be on my timeline.
So no problem. I'll make sure that.
Yeah. We like to get so people can actually go and participate even if they've missed the show live. Anyways... I have done this, and I don't know who Percival is. I don't know where he comes from. There's no information about him, and it's okay. And maybe it is your next-door neighbor. Who knows? If he is, he's up late. and again, Avante from L.A., you called in, but you hung up before we got you on air. Please feel free to call back in at 202-570-7057. Tonight's guest is Marcus Oakley. Oakley. I keep on wanting to put an L in it because we have Oakley sunglasses over here, and so.
I know. I'm the less cool cousin.
You're the less cool cousin. Oh, I don't know. There's this picture of you. You look like you're pretty cool under your charisma coach. You're kind of sitting there with this, like, smile, being like, yeah, I know I'm cool. Marcus, crippled by...
Yeah, all the time.
Marcus Oakley was crippled by shyness as a child. And he has found the solution. We have another question. It says, okay, that's the same question. It just popped back up again. I don't know why. So we're going to keep on moving right along. He says that we've answered that one. So this segment is what we call What a Load of Crap with Dr. Kevin. This is where I invite my guest to talk about anything at all in the world that they would like to give voice to, that they think is a load of crap. What do you think that's going on in the world? Positive, negative, I don't care. It's your moment that's a load of crap that you want to bring in front of my listeners.
Okay, so, you know, before I say what my load of crap is, I guess, you know, this load of crap is probably something that I'm doing myself as well. So I'm guilty of this just as much as anyone. I think that's why I want to draw attention to it. And what I want to draw attention to that I think is a load of crap going on in the world right now is everybody being so offended and shocked and disgusted about stuff. It seems that, you know, almost everyone, the media would have us believe that we're living in a state of complete despair. Something happens in the news and people take to social media and they're like, they are shocked, offended. And you know, these are valid emotions, but it gets me, it grinds my gears, should I say, because how often are we really doing our thinking for ourselves? How often are we allowing the thoughts and feelings of others to actually replace our own perspectives? So you've got to be very careful who you let into the gates of the mind. And the media can be a wonderful tool, also be something that really drags people down. So we live in a very PC society, and I think less PC the better. Have, you know, break a few rules now and then. Be a bit naughty. Do it a bit wrong. It's okay.
Oh, you're going to get me in trouble. You know, because, you know, I don't know how to be a bit naughty. I only know how to be naughty.
That's perfect.
You know, next time, how often do you come to the States? Do you ever come to the States, or are you basically housed in London?
Oh, you know, I come to the States a couple of times a year, and it's not just the In-N-Out burger. There are other reasons. I love America. I have to say that like an African person. Like, I love America. It is so good. I like to get there as much as possible.
Well, if you ever make it up to New England, up to the East Coast, you have to let me know, because we'll have to sit down and over a brew and talk about things like a bit naughty. But that being said... you know, I think that PC is a very interesting thing, and we've talked about it on this show before, because I can say something that is technically perfectly PC and say it with a look, with an expression, even with a tone of voice that can make it the most insulting comment, or I can say the wrong words and clearly be laughing and joking. And there was a thing that just came up, this guy that was from England, see, you're all troublemakers. He was a professor at this conference.
Oh, yeah.
He was on the elevator. It was very crowded. And somebody said, you know, what floor are you getting off? And he said something about that he was getting off on the fourth floor, ladies' lingerie, which is actually a reference to a TV show. But this woman that was on there filed a complaint about him. Have you heard about this?
No, but it sounds hilarious.
Well, she filed a complaint, and now they're gonna. They said if he doesn't, he's refusing to apologize. He was at this group. He's like, I've got a long history of defending women's rights, and you know, and not treating women like second-class citizens. But this other woman has got her panties in a knot, and is demanding that he apologizes. And the school has sided and said, if you don't apologize, then we're gonna have to, you know, take away your membership to this organization for this international conference they did. And I'm like, this is just too far. Because you don't get somebody's humor, you don't. You can choose to take something insultingly.
Yeah.
And probably if she was listening to my show, she'd file a complaint about me, because I just said, get your panties in a knot. Go ahead.
I've filed several already, actually. I am shocked and offended. I'm not speaking more, actually. No, we live in a culture, I feel, a global culture now, a westernized culture, should I say, that really focuses on not being compassionate, but more being about how can I judge others to make myself feel good. Now, it happens everywhere, and we've only got so much energy and so much focus in life. So my advice to this professor would be forgiving of the person who's accusing him or telling him off. You know, they're on a very tough journey themselves. My advice would be also to him is, so, you know, be compassionate, apologize, but the next time you're giving a talk on the university platform, say the word knickers. You know, just be a bit naughty. Throw something in there.
Just be a bit naughty, yeah. So you're gonna file a complaint about me? Did I get your panties in a twist? Did I get your knickers in a knot? Marcus? Did he hang up on me? Marcus, did we lose you? Hello, Marcus. Are you still there? Well, we're almost to the end of the show. If Marcus doesn't come back in, we're just going to finish up the show without him. I'm going to read about him one more time. He is calling in from London, England, so sometimes you just can never tell what's happening. I've been on tonight's show with Marcus Oki. Marcus asked the question, can you really become more captivating and persuasive in any situation? Crippled by shyness in his early years, Marcus Oki realized that great conversation skills is what opens doors and helps you get ahead in life. Subsequently, he founded Your Charisma Coach with one goal in mind, to show you how to eradicate shyness, blitz social fear, connect to your inner core, and communicate your way to success. Through intense study and experimentation, he isolated the main principles that made great leaders magnetic. In time, he was not only able to develop world-class level of social skills, but benefit from the opportunities it created. He has dedicated the last 10 years to training executives, entrepreneurs, and professionals to improve their people skills, double their social and interpersonal skills, and become the charismatic leaders that the world needs. You can be finding out more about Marcus at yourcharismacoach.com. He is also, you can tweet him at Your Charisma Co. It's just Your Charisma Co, as I found out as I was promoting the show and Twittering it. You can also come to facebook.com/mydrkevin, where you get all of the information about how to connect him, and you can connect right to him and see a picture of tonight's guest, Marcus Oki, who is calling in from London, England. And it sounds as though they say his line is still open. I wouldn't be surprised if somehow we've got... Marcus, are you there? Well, we're going to see if we can get Marcus on for one closing comment or not. Here at Om Times at the... until Marcus comes in... There we go. Marcus. Marcus.
Hello.
Marcus.
I'm here. Can you hear me? Yeah.
I just read your whole bio all over again while you were trying to get reconnected. I just figured you hung up on me. I said, did you get your knickers in a knot? And it went dead. And I thought, I guess I did.
That's perfect. I hung up this end, and I was like, that was the perfect time for the call to die. That was just beautiful. But no, my knickers are untwisted. I've ironed them. They're on straight and very British, and here I am. Hello.
Very proper. Very proper. They're on very proper, because you're English. Yeah. Marcus, you work. Your main focus right now is you work with entrepreneurs, executives, and professionals to improve their people skills. Somebody who's out there trying to start a business, because I do a lot of work with entrepreneurs. That's where I originally met Joe, because I was I'm a teacher, found the faculty for CEO space, which is where Joe and I originally met. What piece of advice? Because our show is going to run out in probably about 60 to 90 seconds. What one piece of advice would you give to an entrepreneur who's trying to launch a business?
Okay, the piece of advice, the two pieces of advice. One, who is your target market and what do they want? But two, you need to build a network up to help you. So the best way to build a network up is not beyond take. It's to ask people, what is their big goal in life? And what obstacle is in the way of that goal? And if you can remove the obstacle or help them to the goal, you'll make a friend for life. Put rabbits in hats, and you'll find you'll have an organic network who are ready to help you.
Marcus Oakley, thank you very much. I'll look you up next time I'm in England.
Thank you.